going to leave you with this one. Here it is. I dedicate this to the married people, and you know who you are. This is about the guy who comes home late at night and tries to get into the house without waking up the wife. Guys, you know who you are. Ladies, you know who they are. Let's pick up the stories. He drives into the driveway as quietly as the car will go in neutral. Here he comes. Opens a door on the car. Takes his shoes off, walks in the grass. There's a dog standing there. You better not bark, you miserable little mutt. You'll die right there in the concrete. And he's not going to bark because he knows if he does, he's going to die in the concrete. Goes up to the front door, gets his keys out, opens the door. Never home. His wife keeps changing the locks. Into the house, carpets. Up the stairs. Opens the bedroom door. She's in there asleep. He was supposed to oil those hinges. Tiptoes over the bed, gets his clothes off, pulls back the sheets. 1 foot in the bed. Suddenly his wife sits up and takes a look at him and screams, "Where have you been?" Scares the daylights out of him. Here is the answer. You listen to this. This works. The next time it happens to you, drive into the driveway. Let the whole cotton picket neighborhood know you have arrived. Right into the garage, even if the door is closed. Get out of the car, slam the door. Don't take off your shoes, walk on the concrete. That dog barks, shoot him. Walk up to the front door, don't use your keys, kick the door down. Stomp into the house. Up the stairs. Open the bedroom door. Somebody else, oil the hinges. Stomp over to the foot of the bed. Stand at the foot of the bed and shout at her and pull off your clothes. Rip them off. Lover, here I am and ready. You know what? 9 times out of 10, that woman will lay there and pretend she's asleep, and they do it every time. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you're a super audience. Good night.